In November 2002, suicide bombers in Kenya attacked an Israeli-owned hotel. They killed 10 Kenyans and 3 Israelis. As part of the same terror attack, 2 surface-to-air missiles were fired at an Israeli passenger plane. They missed, but they raised this question. In addition to defending against car bombs and hijacked airplanes, should U.S. airliners be outfitted with anti-missile technology? Reporter Matthew Wald writes in today's New York Times that the RAND Corporation studied that question, and in a 64-page report concludes, not yet. Matt Wald, why not?
Well, at the moment, it's too expensive. $11 billion to outfit these airplanes. There are about 6,800 of them, and probably $2.1 billion a year in maintenance costs. In contrast, RAND said, we only spend a little over $4 billion a year right now on all forms of transportation security.
What sort of systems are they talking about that would cost so much money?
There are 2, and the Department of Homeland Security has given 3 different teams money to push the technology of these 2 forward. One of them is you drop flares off the airplane, and those send out infrared energy, somewhat like what the jet engines send out, and it confuses the incoming missile. It can also start fires on the ground or cause other problems. And the other is you've got a laser system on the airplane, and it fires at the incoming missile and blinds it.
In either case, would the pilot of an airliner have to know that a missile was heading for his plane, or would they fire automatically?
No, in fact, probably couldn't know because it would be too fast. You need an automatic system. One of the problems is you get false positives, and the system throws out its flares or its lasers because it's confused. Another problem is you get false negatives, it doesn't see the missile coming. And a third problem is, well, we can't fly today. The 2 o'clock flight's been canceled because we've got a problem with our anti-missile system.
Well, the RAND Corporation, you report, concludes not yet. But they don't say no.
They don't say no because they do recognize a very important threat that Al-Qaeda has the desire and may at some point have the means to do this. And they've done it before. They did it at the Arkia Israeli flight out of Kenya.
Let's flash forward hypothetically now to a passenger airliner being hit by a missile.
Right.
The economics wouldn't change. It would still cost billions and billions of dollars to do this. But if the politics changed, do you think that the airline industry would be open to this?
We wouldn't have an airline industry. The report says a good-sized plane crash has a direct cost of about $1 billion. Then, if it were a missile, probably we'd shut down the aviation system for a few days. That's maybe $3 billion a week, something on that order. And then, for months or years afterwards, people don't want to fly. That's many, many billions. And you would also have a terrific blow to the national psyche that the government can't protect us in our own skies. That doesn't have a cost.
These are systems, the anti-missile systems, that I assume we use in our war planes.
Yes. However, there have been some successful attacks on military airplanes. The Pentagon hasn't said exactly what the method of the attackers were, but it leaves the impression that even military planes are not perfectly defended against this threat.
Which would suggest that there's not just the matter of expense here, but the question of how
effective
secure would the system actually be, how effective would it actually be.
Right, and if you did this, it would still be only a part of a multi-layered defense, somewhat like what we do now against September 11th-style hijackings. We've got searching the passengers, we've got a reinforced cockpit door, we've got change procedures. There is no silver bullet.
Matthew Wald, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Reporter Matthew Wald writes about transportation issues for the New York Times.